Welcome to Stress Less Obsessed, the podcast. My name is Sophie Deans, and I'm here to bring you all things on self-care, self-development, as well as lifestyle tips and hacks to keep your life as simple and stress-free as possible. So let's make a start and join me on a journey of living a life with less stress. Hello and welcome back. Now today on Stress Less Obsessed, the podcast, I want to tell you about a little self-care hack, I guess, that you can do right from the comfort of your own home. And even better, you can do it in as little as 5 minutes. Sounds great, doesn't it? Now it doesn't take long at all, and you can easily squeeze this into your routine, and you'll get both hopefully physical detoxifying benefits and also mindful, mental, and calming benefits too. If you've been following me on Instagram, which you should be, and if you're not, it's at stresslessobsessed. But if you have been following me on Instagram, then recently you may have seen a clue as to what this episode is all about. So I recently posted a reel on this, and I've had some like really good comments and questions about that reel, and that's why I thought I would do an episode just to get even more in detail as to what it's all about. So I want to delve a bit deeper into dry brushing, and today we'll go through what exactly dry brushing is, why it's good for you, and how to actually do it. So I know that I've obviously done a reel on it, but I think it'll be a bit easier to just talk about it so you can actually have a better idea how to do it. A bit more detail. So you might have heard of what dry brushing is. Maybe you've tried it before. Maybe you've got absolutely no idea what I'm talking about. And so hopefully by the end of this episode, you'll have a bit of a better insight on why you might want to give it a try and implement it into your own routine. Okay, so let's start with the basics. What in the world is dry brushing, you ask? Is there a wet brushing? What's the difference? How can I describe dry brushing? It's kind of a bit like giving your skin a nice big warm hug, and you're taking the time to give your skin a bit more attention. So our skin is the largest organ in the human body, right? And so therefore we should be taking care of it. And I feel like so much of the time we just take our skin for granted. We don't pay any attention. I mean, I know I forget to moisturize the skin of my body. I do my face every day, but the rest of my body, I do forget, I have to say. So anyway, back to dry brushing. It actually helps us to take care of our skin, and it involves using a special dry brush. And the reason why this brush is different to, say, one that you would use to brush your hair is that it has like natural bristles, and it has to be softer bristles so that we can gently massage our skin. And we do that with upward strokes, typically before we hop into the shower. So you'll get your dry brush and, you know, you're massaging your skin with it nice and gently, and that's when you'll get into the shower afterwards. I think it's a really great way to unwind as well. And again, I think it's a great way to slow down your routine so that you're not just going through the motions of life, but you're kind of savoring every moment. and just paying yourself a bit more attention. And that's why I think it's a great way, a great method of self-care. So I prefer to shower and do my dry brushing at night if I can, depending on what I'm doing. And that way, I guess at night, I have a bit more time to really focus on the whole dry brushing process. And I feel like I'm giving myself a bit of a micro spa treatment. A little bit different if you're, you know, having a quick shower in the morning and you just want to get out the door as soon as possible. You can definitely still do it. And I have done in the past as well, made it a ritual that no matter when I shower, that I will do the dry brushing beforehand. But I think if you are looking to get more of the kind of self-care, mental unwinding benefits, then taking your time to do it is a great, great step. Okay, so let's just roll back a bit. Now, dry brushing, it might sound trendy, it might sound like a fad if you haven't heard about it before, but actually it's not. No, so it's been around for centuries, actually, and we're talking ancient times. So think Greeks, Egyptians, you know, all those guys that knew a thing or two about self-care. And they actually used to use dry brushing as part of their daily rituals to keep their skin glowing and healthy. But where did it all kind of come from? If you've heard of Ayurveda, then this is the ancient Indian system of healing. And Ayurvedic gurus were actually onto something quite big when they discovered the power of dry brushing and how it stimulates the lymphatic system. And so doing that actually helps to detoxify the body, and it promotes balance both from the inside and from the outside. And there is a proper technique to doing dry brushing. So you're not just randomly scratching your skin with this brush. I'm not sure what that would do apart from maybe cause some irritation. But you're not just, you know, randomly stroking the body with a brush and hope for the best. There's a proper way of how to go about dry brushing. Firstly, you will need a special dry brushing brush. And a few of you have sent me through some messages asking me about where you can get a dry brush from. And so you can't, like I said, you can't just repurpose a hairbrush, even if they've got natural bristles. Ergonomically, they're just not so great. I would really recommend getting a proper dry brush that my one's got like a strap that goes over the top of your hand so that you can more easily brush without then getting like pains in your hands from like holding the brush for so long. And as I mentioned, they tend to be made from natural materials. I think some have boar bristles, some of them are made from wood, some of them have other natural bristles. There are lots of different types, so feel free to maybe do a Google, a little search on there, and I will also be posting a recommendation of one that's very similar to mine if you're not in Australia, because I actually purchased mine from a local chemist, which you can also have a look there as well. But otherwise, I will jump online and add in a link of where you can get a dry brushing one if you need to just purchase one online. So you have your dry brush ready. Well, before you jump in the shower, that's the ideal time to do it. Because if you think you're going to be exfoliating the skin, you're going to have probably bits of dry skin coming off. So you don't want to do that after a shower because, you know, it might not come off properly. Like, you really want to have a good scrub and come out feeling nice and fresh, okay? So you'll need to remember to grab your brush before you shower. And I can promise you that's the hardest part of dry brushing. Okay, so remembering to actually dry brush, because a lot of the time I'm getting back into the routine of dry brushing at the moment. And a lot of the time I'll get out the shower and I'll be like, oh, I forgot to dry brush again. So what I've been doing recently is hanging, because it's got this little strap on the back, I've been hanging the dry brush onto the tap of the shower so that before I even turn on the shower, I'm like, ha, I need to dry brush first. And that's stopping me to forget. So maybe that's a little tip that will work for you as well. And then you've got your dry brush, you've remembered it, and I just stand on like the bath mat, and I will, or in the shower, and I'll just start at my feet and using gentle, long, upward strokes, going up towards your heart. You'll especially in the beginning want to use light pressure because your skin isn't used to it. You want to see how your skin goes and you don't want to cause irritation. But you'll do long sweeps, long strokes up the body. And I've started to go quite firm now because I've been doing this for years. I think about 2 or 3 years. I've also worn my brushing. I think it is the second or third, maybe the third brush I've had. And but yeah, once I've worn it in a bit as well, the brand new ones can be quite stiff. You really don't want to be causing like too much redness or rashes or adverse reactions. But maybe it was even 4 years ago, but I think I have dropped off in the last year, and that's why I'm trying to pick this back up. But I did do it every day for about 2 or 3 years, and my skin's really used to it, and I use quite firm pressure and I don't get any irritation. I just have really soft skin, and I think that's probably one of the reasons that I forget to moisturize my body, because I don't actually need to, because I don't have dry skin. And that's the dry brushing, sweeping away all of that dry skin. But it's also removing toxins as you're sweeping upwards and moving any toxins under the skin up, and it goes up to your heart or your torso area, and then it will be detoxed out of the body. So you do your feet all the way up the body, and then you do circular motions on the joints. So we start at the ankle, and then we sweep up to the calf, all the way around the leg, all the way up to the knee, and then use strokes on the knee, just going round, circular motion. And then on the upper part of your leg, doing long strokes again, all the way around on that leg, all the way up to your glutes. On your glutes, that's when you'll do circular motions again, nice round circular motions. And the same on your torso, actually, you do circular motions on the torso, on the stomach, and on the back. And then I move on to my hands and arms, working all the way up, nice long strokes. Again, we're going upwards towards the heart. And I think and you again with your back circular motions, chest circular motions. I think when you first start, I would personally do 1 to 2 times a week just to ease yourself into it and see how your skin reacts, and especially with a new brush. Everybody's skin is different. My skin perhaps maybe is more hardy. You might only need to do 1 or 2 times a week for your like skin renewal. So just see how you go. There is no real right or wrong way. And I think if you do want to do it more often, try and build up. It's not meant to be painful at all. It's actually meant to be quite relaxing. I'd also say if you suffer with any kind of skin condition, definitely chat to your doctor or a medical professional before doing this, because you do not want to make things worse. And look, I'm not a dermatologist at all. I do have my own skin condition actually, and dry brushing doesn't affect it. But I don't have like eczema or something that could be quite itchy. So definitely check with a medical professional, and then maybe they might suggest that you can just go around those areas. I'd say overall, this takes about 5 minutes to do, max. And I guess it depends on your pace. You can probably take longer if you want, but you just try and avoid going over the same spot too much, because that is where you'll probably start to get some irritation. And the other thing, just remember that once you're done, to give it a rinse, because like I said, you're going to be sloughing off some dead skin and you don't want it to build up and get a bit funky. Rinse it off, and then I kind of hang mine upside down so it dries. It dries by the next day for me when I want to use it. And so I think that's about it in terms of process and how you do it. But you're probably wanting to know why we would even want to do this. Like, why would we spend 5 minutes every morning potentially to do this when we can hop in and out of a shower? Well, there is a lot to love about dry brushing, and that is why I've been doing it for 3-4 years, whatever, okay? And I don't know what is my favorite benefit. I guess I probably do it because of all of the benefits combined, but I guess the fact that it does leave your skin feeling super soft and kind of glowy. Like I say, I don't need to moisturize. Not saying that you might not, but I definitely don't have like dry white skin, because it all comes off with this brushing. So another thing it helps to do with your skin is it does help to unclog pores and peel away the skin cells. So it's actually promoting that cellular renewal. And as I mentioned earlier, it's also giving your lymphatic system a bit of a boost in helping removing toxins from the body as well. So that's why it's a little bit of a detox at home. Now, because dry brushing can assist with circulation as well as the lymphatic drainage, it may indirectly help with bloating too. And the soothing sensation, it's a bit like a self-massage, I get. Not quite so hard, but it can, you know, it may help with easing muscle tension and possibly improve the appearance of cellulite and water retention. So, yeah, I think, again, the promotion of new skin cells aids with that new collagen production. And dry brushing overall is a method of self-care. You're just spending time with yourself. You're slowing down. You're unwinding. And hopefully you'll feel nice and relaxed while you're doing it. It'll help to stimulate your nervous system, and that can just leave you feeling calmer and boost your mood. I personally find that it's a really beautiful opportunity for mindfulness and self-care than just focusing on those physical benefits. But, you know, it's just a gentle reminder to slow down, tune in, and show yourself some much-needed TLC, which I'm sure we're all lacking. That's why you're listening to this podcast. Now, I've noticed how soft my skin is since I reintroduced this back into my routine. And my skin looks more even. And I do like how it slows me down. As I get into the shower, I feel good that I've done something for myself. Like when I've come out, I feel a bit fresher than I would than if I just jump into the shower and jump out, because, you know, that's something we have to do every day so we don't smell. I feel like, I feel good. I've done something for myself today, and it's only taken 5 minutes. And it's easily habit stacked as well. So habit stacking means adding something into your routine by adding it on the back of something you already do. So it makes it easier to implement. So you can habit stack this onto your shower, which I presume everyone listening does every day at least. So once you have a reminder and you remember to do that before you shower, you'll easily have this ingrained in your routine, and you're doing something good for yourself. I think it's great because, you know, we rush through life barely taking notice of things, including our bodies, and we really, really should be paying attention to our bodies. I think if you start dry brushing, you might find that you'll see maybe a freckle that you've never noticed before, or maybe a different texture in your skin that you haven't noticed. And look, this isn't to say that we need to become subconscious of our bodies and be like, oh, I've got like three freckles there and I don't like them. It's not about noticing imperfections. Freckles aren't imperfections anyway, but it's about being conscious of our bodies, and we should really be more aware of what's going on in and on our bodies so we can maintain our overall health. I think if you have a new mole appear on your body, you want to know right away. You might want to go get it checked, skin checked, and not discover it in a year's time when you're at the beach and you don't know how long it's been there, but you're only noticing now because you're sat in a bikini for like an hour and you're like, oh, okay, I've just seen that I've got this mole. And just because, you know, we're like hot dogs in the sun with our legs, and that's when we notice, oh, there's a mole on my leg. So that's another reason to take more time, be more mindful when we are showering and bathing. And this is one really great way to do that. Okay, so yeah, I guess there you have it. That is all I can tell you on dry brushing. I hope it covers all of your questions and everything that you want to know. I think it's really a timeless tradition, and it's an easy way to involve a kind of self-love habit into your life. You can add it in a couple of times a week, 5 minutes a pop. Honestly, I think that's great. Whether you're a seasoned pro or if you're a newbie to the whole dry brushing scene, I hope that today's episode has inspired you to give it a try, keep with it, or like me, restart it so you can see and feel what all the buzz is about. I would really love to hear your thoughts on this. I know this has been quite a popular topic, so I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Have you tried it before? Are you looking to give it a try? Why not leave a comment below? Or even better, join the Calm Collective, which is the Facebook community group. And that's where we discuss all things podcast related. So I'd be super keen to hear what you think. The link is in the show notes. Everything's in the show notes. Thank you for joining me today. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to Stress Less Obsessed, the podcast, for more tips and method for wellness, self-care, and everything in between. So until next time, take care, breathe, and stress less. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Stress Less Obsessed. And thanks for listening. Until next time, breathe and stress less.